Welcome, everyone, to the Chain Starts Here podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Odom, and I am excited to welcome you to the final episode of our 23-24 season. Thank you so much for being a listener. I'm going to get it out of the way now. If you're a listener, we thank you. If you're a subscriber, we thank you. If you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. But most importantly, as you listen to this, as you hear something that could inspire anyone around you or help support anyone around you, please just share the episode with them. That's the way we can make the most impact. This is the last episode. This is one that I've looked forward to for quite some time and one that I decided to write out a little bit more deeply than I have some of my other episodes. And so I hope it hits you right where it needs to hit you. And so as you're listening to this right now, I would just ask you to do your best to be in a quiet place and just be focused on yourself. And what we're going to talk about here is looking in the mirror. As we conclude this school year, I want to talk to you about something essential, something that if overlooked can diminish the most brilliant of flames we hold inside. And it's the crucial habit of sharpen the saw, which is habit 7 for us. Imagine, if you will, a lumberjack. Yes, I said lumberjack. It's something that I found funny as I was reading and I thought it would be helpful to make the point most powerfully. So imagine, if you will, a lumberjack sawing away at a tree. He's been at it for hours. His progress is slowing. His efforts are becoming more strained. The saw, it's dull. The lumberjack, he's exhausted. Yet he persists, unaware, or perhaps like me, stubborn, that if he were to pause, sharpen his saw, he could cut through the wood with far less effort and much greater efficiency. Now, if you have half a brain, you know where I'm going. This metaphor is supposed to speak to us, not of wood and saws, but of our capacity to manage our own lives. It tells us about self-renewal, self-care, self-respect, and self-improvement. It's about keeping our personal sharpness so that we can deal with the challenges of life without becoming dulled by them. In the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Habit 7 is considered essential for maintaining and increasing the effectiveness of the other 6 habits. That's why I believe it's the most important. You need to master this so you can master the rest of the habits. It's about preserving and enhancing the greatest asset you have, you. This habit is about preserving and enhancing the greatest asset you have, you. It involves 4 dimensions: body, mind, heart, and spirit. Or in other words, you could think of physical, mental, relational, and spiritual. Each dimension needs regular renewal in our lives if we are to remain balanced, sharp, and effective. So let's take a moment. I told you at the beginning we're going to look in the mirror. So imagine looking in a mirror, not just a glance, but really looking. What do you see? Is the reflection one of someone who takes time to renew themselves, who takes care to ensure they are ready to face challenges with vigor and clarity? Or, as I often do you see someone who's caught up in the daily grind that they've neglected their own needs and their own well-being? They just look exhausted. When I look in the mirror, I see far more than just a face. I see the need for balance. The physical aspect is straightforward. We need to care for our bodies, exercise regularly, eat right, and sleep sufficiently. Yet, how often do we sacrifice sleep for more screen time or skip a meal for a meeting? I know so often my wife and I will talk and hang out right as we go to bed. There's so many nights where we'll over and just scroll through the internet aimlessly. It is a terrible habit and one that we're breaking, but it's something that keeps us from having the best sleep that we can have. The mental dimension is about keeping our mind sharp. Read, write, learn, and debate. I love debating. Engage in activities that challenge your intellect and expand your mind. How often do we choose comfort of the familiar over the challenge of something new? How often do we choose zoning out to Netflix over a good book to help you grow? If I look at my nightstand, I could show you 3 books that I'm cycling through that hit each of these dimensions. But there's so many nights, I feel, where I'll put on an NBA playoff game or I'll zone out to something on Netflix, which, again, is funny. And there's definitely a time for that, but not when it becomes an escape to comfort. And so I just want to challenge you to think about, how do you use those tools in your life? Netflix is great. Don't get me wrong. I love basketball. NBA playoffs is something I really enjoy, but how often do I need to be staying up till the midnight of watching a, you know, game four of a series? Emotional renewal comes from meaningful relationships. It's about connection, empathy, and genuinely interacting with others. It's about building and sustaining a supportive network. Yet, how often do we isolate ourselves, diving deeper into our work, forgetting the joy that comes from truly connecting with another human being? Hopefully you can tell from getting to know me through these years that I love people. I feel so blessed and so energized to be around people. However, I find, and maybe it's just a season of life where, you know, having young kids, my wife, it works crazy hours, 60-hour weeks a lot of times. And so I wonder if now I'm just burned out so often, I'm finding myself isolating myself from others. And when I take the time to plan a trip with my buddies, to go to dinner or coffee with a friend, the amount of energy that I get and new life that I get from that is incredible. And so it's something that I'm trying to make sure I'm prioritizing on a weekly basis. And I want to challenge all of you to prioritize. Finally, the spiritual dimension. Now, this isn't necessarily about religion, though for some it can be. It's about aligning with your values, your sense of purpose, your inner calm. It's about finding your personal peace and ensuring your activities resonate with your deepest beliefs. And I would ask you, how often do we live in contradiction, out of alignment with our true selves? The four areas are body, mind, heart, and spirit. To truly sharpen the saw, we must take care of ourselves. We need to regularly step back, make time to step back, reflect on these dimensions, assess our current state, make time for renewal. And just like the lumberjack, yes, I'm continuing to hammer the lumberjack. So if you walk away with nothing, think about how can I be a better lumberjack, which is hysterical to me. Just like the lumberjack needs to sharpen his saw to cut the wood effectively, we need to sharpen ourselves, our whole selves, to live effectively. Taking time to really look in the mirror allows us to see the areas where we might be neglecting ourselves. It forces us to confront our habits, our routines, our choices. And it asks us to make the changes necessary to not just survive, but to thrive. Every one of you listening right now is called to thrive, not just survive. And if you're someone who's listening to this podcast, I would assume that you're someone who's constantly trying to make yourself better. And so I would say even when you're in survival mode, to others, you're probably appearing like you're thriving. But I would challenge you to really think, are you thriving to the greatest level of your capacity? Which means thriving with impact, but also with joy. Your head, your mental state is in the right spot, but also your heart is warm, full of joy, and your cup is full to overflow to others. So I ask you, when was the last time you took a long, hard look in the mirror? When was the last time you sharpened your saw? This summer is a perfect time to figure out how to live this habit effectively. Figure out how to reconnect with friends. Figure out how to read books that really sharpen you and take you to a whole nother level. Find time to find your inner being, focus on your purpose and your mission in life, and get reconnected. Thank you so much for listening this season. It's been a huge blessing, and it's a huge honor to be able to host this. Every day, I'm hopeful that this is making impact beyond what I can imagine. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you subscribing. Please hit the subscribe if you haven't subscribed. But again, most importantly, share this episode with anybody you think needs it. I would say that's probably just about anybody I know right now, because so many of the people I look up to and admire and get to work with are burnt out at this time of year. And we're heading into the summer. And some of you, that means you do have a few weeks or a couple months off. Some of you are going to work through the summer, obviously, but I want you to lean in to some of this extra time to really, truly sharpen your saw. Get your head right. Get your heart right. Connect with those people around you and just grow in purpose and grow in joy. Thank you for listening. We, for those of you who may be listening to this season for the first time, we generally take the summer off with the educators. And so enjoy the next couple of months. We'll be back, I think, in August to get started with you all and reconnect. And so I thank you for listening. I challenge you this summer to be someone of purpose and intentionality and to make sure you're sharpening your saw. Have a great summer.